was in the shul a couple of weeks ago, and after Meiriv, I'll see you some years, he starts making Birkas HaShachar. I wasn't sure if it was an Amshinov, maybe. I'm not sure where it was. Shaz with Birkas HaShachar, what's the Zman of Birkas HaShachar? When is the one I make Birkas HaShachar? The Chachila, the Yavet, can you make it after First Seder? Can you make it after Meir? What's the Zman of Birkas HaShachar? What's the minute? Four Shachars. Okay, thank you. There is a Zad Minog that the Birkas HaShachar four Shachars. Okay. Like, it's moving down a suffix. Is Birkas HaShachar like Shmanesme, like Tfilo? That just like by Shmanesme, the Lach is like a Chilo, supposed to daven in Zman. Chilo is Dalas Shais. But the Yevit, you can daven Shachars in Tochatzais. So here's Birkas HaShachar like that, and therefore the Chilo wants to make Birkas HaShachar by Dalas Shais. Or no, maybe Birkas HaShachar is different. Maybe Birkas HaShachar is time for the Shachar Birkas HaShachar. There's no Shaychus to Krishna. And therefore, we must make Birkas HaShachar all day. We're screwing some of the days. His Achra is. The Chachila Tzarech Lizar Shalachar Abrochis is not just going to call it Kaliyam. Aval lechachila, you shouldn't do Birkas HaShachar after 4 hours. We say it has the same din as tefillah, you should do it within 4 hours. So the yavid, you can do it to chatzos, which is usually planned for Seder. And he says if somebody does it all day, he says ein luchas biyav. You can make a machal if somebody does Birkas HaShachar after Meiriv. You can make a machal because it is what we say machan. Aval lechachila, you should do it to chatzos. Second Shabbat, the yavid is. And if somebody wants to do it afterwards, Mishbura holds maker, then you should not do it. But if somebody does it, and you have to be samachan. Okay. 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 Now, the olden days, we didn't the Gemara, the way to do Birkas HaShachar was that as the thing happened, they made Birkas HaShachar. Like when you heard the chicken crowing, they snake and they said, and each bracha they did as the thing happened. The Chai brings down, nowadays you're doing the shul for two reasons. One reason is because we might see Amarats and we don't know how to make the brachas, that's why we do the Chashach in the shul. And the second reason is since our hands are unclean, therefore that's the reason why we do Birkas HaShachar, the way to do it when we're ready to daven, and we don't do it as each thing happens. So one Shabbat comes up, what about Alantis Yedayim? When's the proper time to do Alantis Yedayim? Do you do Alantis Yedayim in the morning when you wash? Or should you wait to do Alantis Yedayim until you get the shul? What's the shayla? This yadayim is really a bracha on washing the hands. So shayla is, do you do it right then? Or do you do it when you do all the other brachas just wait out with the yadayim also? So one thing's for sure. Most people in the morning, they get up, they have megavasa by the bed, right? They wash their hands. No? Okay. They have megavasa and they wash their hands, saying, get dressed, and then go to the bathroom. Right? Most people go to the bathroom in the morning. So you for sure don't make the bracha on tisidayim until after you go to the bathroom. Being that the rush holds that the tisidayim is achana for davening, and you can go to the bathroom in between, so you definitely don't make the bracha on tisidayim until you go to the bathroom. The shayla that starts is, do you make the bracha when you come out of the bathroom? Or should you wait to do it when you make all the other Birkas HaShachar? So the Mishbura holds that if the second time you come out of the bathroom, if you're not going to touch what comes from the top is in between, or you're not going to have to go to the bathroom in between before you go daven, the proper time to do Alantis Yedayim is at that point. And as you should not wait until you go to shul, you should do it after you come out of the bathroom. The right time is to wash Alantis Yedayim then, and you shouldn't wait until you get to shul. I forgot to mention, in terms of the Zman of Brachas, the Bracha of Shlai Sani Avet, Goy Nisha, those brachas, you can make a kaliyam dashtas. Even according to Mishabu, it says it goes to chatzos. But those three are stambek sashvachs, and nothing to do with the morning, and that you can do all that. Well, there's a maisa with Shlai Sani Goy that after the elections, so Ati Shamir, one of the Samirs, he's the president. Like, who cares who the president in the United States is? Like, why do you care? So he said, in the morning when he makes Shlai Sani Goy, he doesn't have in mind the gender in the yeshiva. That's not such a big concern, Shlai, you know, once you make a gender in the yeshiva anyhow. He has in mind the president of the United States. When he makes Shlai Sani Goy, I feel the president of the United States, that's what he has in mind. Fine. When's the earliest time you can make Reksha Shachar? Someone gets up in the middle of the night, or stays up the whole night. At what point does Reksha Shachar start? Is Reksha Shachar after in the morning, or even if somebody's up in the middle of the night, are you allowed to make Reksha Shachar? The Chaver brings down, in Simon Mem Zayin, Hamashkim Koydim Ara Ayam Lomloy. If you get up for the morning to learn, the Chaver is only... The only thing you can imagine to get before early in the morning is to learn. Mavar Brichas HaTayra, you make Brichas HaTayra. And he says also, Hamashkon Arya, Mavar Kol Seda Brachas, Chus Mi Brichas Nesachavina, Vashal HaTamet. The Chavis says that if you get up in the morning, before it's Allah, you start to make all Brachas, besides Nesachavina, being Nesachavina has to do with the morning, with the chicken crowing. So therefore, you can make that Brachas, but all other Brachas you can make from Chatzos and on, you can make all Brichas HaShachar. Let's say you're planning on going back to sleep. And as you get up for a midnight snack, and then your roommate woke you up, and you're planning to go back to sleep, so you can still make all the Brachas, but then the Mishmur brings down, you can't make Alekhan Hashem or Amav Hashem. From Chatzos, it really is on Brachas. If you're up for the day, you can make all Brachas beside the first one. And if you're going back to sleep, you can't make Amav Hashem or Alekhan Hashem. Well?
With the
lice, no, once that lice, then you cook. That's really, really the day. I give the bracha alakai neshama. It's like a little misleading terminology. It's not alakai neshama. It's just the alakai neshama. Alakai kosh bravo, neshama shatsat bitari. If you say alakai neshama, it sounds like your neshama is your kosh bravo. For example, you would say alakai neshama. You should make a separation between alakai and neshama. It's not all one. Not all one thing. Let's say somebody has a suffix if he said Birkas HaShachar. Not sure. Doesn't remember. Started diving at home or on the way to shul, and he doesn't remember if he said Birkas HaShachar. So the shaila is, should he say the Birkas HaShachar at that point or not? So the kagalum bracha is sub bracha zakal. Somebody has a suffix, he's living a bracha, so he says sub bracha zakal, and he would not make the brachas. If you could find somebody to be mitzi to you, then if I should get somebody to be mitzi to you. Sarbrach Zalka is only if you know other option. If you have another option, get somebody to be mitzi to you. If Avad Hashem is to be mitzi to you, and you shouldn't be somebody like Sarbrach Zalka or Hechila, you should get somebody to be mitzi to you. One thing about Birkas HaTorah, there's a mitzi with Chaim and Mitziv, that they're having a whole fight about a certain Mishad and certain Rashi. They're fighting back and forth. I've kind of like this, and so they like that. 2 o'clock in the morning, Chaim gets a knock on his door, that Mitziv wants to speak to him. So Chaim gets out of bed, runs over to Mitziv. So he runs over to his house, says, what's going on? It's a face of emergency. So Mitziv told him, Shana Masi has a right from the Mark Sofim that that's not Masi. So Chaim said, hold on a second, take out a study and you made Birkas HaTorah. Mitziv looked at him and said, 2 o'clock in the morning, you didn't say Birkas HaTorah yet? Somebody in my family, 2 o'clock in the morning, is not learning? Like, what's going on? Fine. If somebody's late to davening, it does happen every once in a while. So the certain seder that you're supposed to skip in order to get Shemana Seder Tzibur. Tzibur Tzibur beats davening al Happy Seder. Even though the Mishpur brings down from the Maggid that somebody skips in davening, he's Hapachetzi Neuris, and he's messing up all the Koyimus Ol Yonim, the Bada Messes Ol Davening. You should make sure you're on time for davening. But if you're late, it is a seder what a person should do in order to make Shemana Seder. The shaila is, where does Birkas HaShachar fit into that seder? Do you say, where does it fit into the seder? So one thing's for sure. Yeah, the Rishon Zalman Paskins that Birkas HaShachar being that a lot of the brachas, the ma'isa, if you have in Birkas HaTorah. If you said Shema, and you said Abba Rabba, it's a big shaila, you can still say Birkas HaTorah. Could be Patel Abba Rabba. Mechai Mesim, could be Patel Brachas also. Therefore, Rishon Zalman said, if somebody's late, he should do Birkas HaShachar before most of Pesukah Dezim. In other words, he should do Birkas HaShachar, then he should do Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach, and skip the... Well, then go from Baruch straight. But he shouldn't skip Birkas HaShachar, being a Birkas HaShachar, a lot of them came to be the Eved. Therefore, Birkas HaShachar is up high on the list, And you should do Bekshe, you always should make sure to do Bekshe Shachar before you daven Shemoneh Esrei. What do you say? You just go straight, yeah, do all of them. Do what? Just do all the Bekshe Shachar and then you skip. Everyone knows the order? I'm saying, in terms of Sigrid Zimmer, you do Bekshe Shachar Yishtabach. If you have more times, then you do the third Aluka and the fifth Aluka. Afterwards, if you have more time, then you do the other Alukas. Then you do Vayvarach David till Yishtabach, and then you do Yichavai. That's the order. Somebody's late, that's the order which you skip around. The Sama forgot to say Pirkas HaShachar, and he's in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. So the question is, do you say Pirkas HaShachar then, or you just, or during Pesukah Dezimra, now it'll be Mapsik and Lachlan. Are you allowed to be Mapsik to say Pirkas HaShachar? So the place can say, you could say Birkas HaShachar and Mopsuk Dezimra. If you forgot to say Birkas HaShachar, you should say it in Mopsuk Dezimra, and you shouldn't wait till the Shemoneh Esrei. And you should say it in, the middle of Pesuk Dezimra, and you should say, between Parak to Parak, you should say it over there, and you shouldn't wait till the Shemoneh Esrei. Or you could wait between, you could wait till the Yishtabach, but you shouldn't wait to say Birkas HaShachar until the Shemoneh Esrei if you have time.
What Kavanos is that for you to say?
What do you say?
Which Kavanos is that for you to say?
So in terms of Kabbanas, Pashas HaTamid, it definitely is a chiyuv. The Mechaber brings, the sister brings down that ladies, why do they have to make a Birkas HaTorah? They're not really chayiv in Talmud Torah. So the sister answers that being that's a chayiv to say Pashas HaTamid, therefore that's the reason why not to make Birkas HaTorah. So you see what we did, and that Pashas HaTamid is a chiyuv, being for men and being for ladies. Pashas HaKetorah also is very, very chashuv. Besides also the Rei Chasher, but those two are the highest levels.
Does that also include the
Mishnayos
at the end?
No, not Mishnayos at the end. It's just, not Mishnayos at the end. That's also Chasher Zach, I'm saying. It's not Mamish. What? The Pesukim Shachar, yeah, Pesukim also.
What about the
It's not a Chir, it's nice. It's not Mamish a Chir. The only Shivas are not Noit Zekabonis. Or Haimash Ayim does say it, but it's not. We don't consider Mamash Echir. Fine. In terms of Birkas Ashiyatza is considered Shvach. It's brought down all the Sfarim. The Ashiyatza is a segula for Rufua, for a person to stay healthy. A lot of mices that people go into Gedolim saying that they're not feeling well. They say Shvach is Ashiyatza. Shvach says a lot of times that Ashiyatza is a segula and it helps a person stay healthy. So the main Ashiyatza people want to know is, if you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, do you have to make Ashiyatza at that point, or you could wait until the morning to make Birkas Ashiyatza? So the shayla really is, how long does one have to make Birkas Ashiyatza? Because you go to the bathroom, and you got a phone call as you're coming out, and you answer the phone call, or you got a phone call in the bathroom, whatever it is, and you forgot to make Ashiyatza. So b'di'evit, how long are you allowed to make the bracha of Ashiyatza? The chachila of Ali is supposed to make right away. You shouldn't be mafsik for even a second. As soon as you come out of the bathroom, you wash hands, you should make Ashiyatza. That's for sure. Shaz b'di'evit, how long do you have to make the bracha? So Mishbur brings down, you have until you feel you have to go to the bathroom again. If you feel you have to go to the bathroom again, so then you lost the bracha, because the whole bracha, you lost the bracha, meaning that you have a new machayev to go to the bathroom again, you have to make a bracha again. So until you have to go to the bathroom again, b'di'evit, you can make the bracha. So, when somebody gets up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, does he have to make a Birkas HaShachar? Being that most people in the morning are going to wake up and have to go to the bathroom again, or come out, that if they wait till the morning, they'll be losing their HaShachar. So therefore, if in the middle of the night, if you wake up to go to the bathroom, you should make a Birkas HaShachar in the middle of the night.
You have to wash
your
hands eight times.
What do you say?
So you have to wash
your hands. You should wash Negev Asa also. What? No, you only need Negev Asa.
You say the Birkas HaShachar in the middle of the night.
Just wash your hands and make a bracha. Yeah.
Like in the morning.
Which bracha?
To make sure you have something on the night.
Yeah.
Except to wash hands like coming out of the bathroom or like in the morning.
You should wash Negevasa and make Ashiyatza. Lechachila, I'm saying. Lechachila. Because mom is hard, just make Ashiyatza without it. No. You're going back to sleep.
Yeah, but you can make Ashiyatza without washing anyway.
all brichas hashachar, if you don't have water, so you can just spend it on doing the, you know, rubbing your hands on the piece of it all. So you have it all
done. So
it's
an hour, today's
and you're not sure if you have to go to the bathroom?
No, he was in the bathroom. He was in the bathroom, but he had something. Yeah. He made actually yom someone not.
No, safek b'chassak. All brachos.
Okay,
you have a safek, whatever, safek b'chassak. You can make. Also, I want to know is they didn't pass the shir on Ashiyatza. Notice how much you have to go to the bathroom to, in order to be chayev in the Brachos Ashiyatza. So, Lamaisa, we're passing that even on Mashu, we have chayev Ashiyatza. Any mashu comes out, it's a chayev Ashiyatza, so the no shayla is pass the shir. And you have to make that Ashiyatza. Any other questions on Brichas Hashachar before we move on?
It's all one.
That's all one bracha, and it shouldn't be mafsik. What? Your Yartzen is very separate. Once you finish your bracha, that's good.
Doesn't Gair make
a shalom from the judges? Oh, so that's the whole shayla about that. And Shmuel says over here that in Siman Vav, the shayla was. The Ramah says even a ger could make it. He says a sunny ger because he said as much as a hundred times as a sunny ger is a good thing. He doesn't say shalay sunny goy. The shal is what he says shasani ger not. As Ramah says, he makes a bracha shasani ger, and the tenam and not like that is because clinch is shasani ger because that's not clinch proper that he made is more misal person bechira. Therefore, again, we're going to get it. Yeah, if you skip, you finish your shtava or before?
Yeah.
You finish your shtava? You should say before your shtava.
I'm saying, let's say you're late. So
before you say your shtava, it should be part of Sufism, and you say before your shtava, it should be part of
it. Yeah.
No, I can't be honest. I can't do it. We once got a shayla that somebody, he was a rabbi like in out of town place, and davening, let's say, started like 8:30, whatever. But they had a hard time getting a minyan. So you want to know if you give a shir in between, like in between the stall till people come. But the nice thing you can, so you're not a masik.
Those things to go. That's pretty good.
To the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And he goes.
Yeah. He doesn't make Ashiyatza until he finishes that. You know. Can you finish Manasseh and then you... Do you
have
to
sit
to the So it's a big like is whether you make Ashiyatza or not. But a lot of people say make Ashiyatza because it's going to be my lizard way too long.
If you skip out and you come down, is anything to be marshaled to the or is nothing?
It's a bit machlokes, and they say so whether you have a mashlam after davening. There are really a few shitas. Some say you have to do it. Some say it's optional. Some say you dafka shouldn't because you have to chitzinayus. Avakamar. I'll eat the teva. I probably say this kedai. No, either way. So either way is fine. So. No, we should be doing zman chakras. So. But
if you talk during.
If you talk in stam, mapsik, whatever, you should say bracha shalom le'olam amen, and that would be considered you can be our count as no, when did you talk? So you say bracha shalom le'olam amen, that's considered bracha. Okay, so that's like bracha rishayim, and you give your mapsik.
It's not.
So stay over there, and then that'll be like the bracha rishayim, and then that'll be. It's one more thing.
No, what? You're
not doing anything sad. Only it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah thing. Now, what? The tum before our lace. Don't think so. No, don't think. Has to be after lace. I'm saying has to. The tum has to be after lace. What's the shot before? The tum has to be after.
The person didn't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, so I guess no, you didn't do it. It's a bit of a shvach in the gashiyatza. But same. Not so common, but I must do it. Fine. Now, Birchas Hashachar is a chilek of the Meir Brachas. The Gemara Menachos brings out about the Mashon Tzav Menuchah Kim Liyuris. What does Hashem want from us? Kim Liraisai. Al Tikri Ma Elam Meya. Doesn't mean Ma, it means Meya. Chayv Adam Loimer Meya Brachas B'chol Yom. We learn out from this pasuk that a person is mechuyev to make 100 brachas every day. So Masha asks, what's the shaychus to Meya Brachas in Yer Shamayim? In the middle of the drashas chazal, you have to make Meya Brachas. Why? What's it doing in the pasuk which describes of Yer Shamayim? It's like Masha. A foolproof way to get Yer Shamayim is if you make Meya Brachas. If a person would make his Meya Brachas in the right way, Brachat Hashem Kamecham Shakol Niyab Advari, Brachat Hashem Kamecham, Boy creates, he thinks and realizes what he's saying, and can share what he's saying, and 100 times a day you're internalizing the message or the Brachas are saying, that would lead a person to Yer Shamayim. Mashkech might say, I'll also say that a foolproof way to get to Yer Shamayim is a person to have in his brachas, to can't share in his brachas. Shem Zalman, if you, a lot of times people used to go to Shem Zalman, they're sick, or they need Yeshua, and he used to tell people, Shem Chazik can make 100 brachas a day. So in terms of getting 100 brachas, so during the week, in general, it's pretty easy to get 100 brachas, between the Tishman Esrays, Berachas HaShachar, Ashiyatzas, Talas, Tefillin. Basically, without concentrating too hard, a person can get 100 brachas. The place where it's very challenging is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, being that we only have Zayin brachas, there are 19 brachas. So on a normal Shabbos, you can be 19 brachas short in order to get your 100 brachas. Just having the regular natural Shemen Esrays and Berachas HaMazon, you're still going to be 19 brachas short in order to get Meir brachas. So what's the answer? How is the one going to get 100 brachas on Shabbos? Somebody told me this is his favorite halacha. The mechaber brings down on Shabbos, you have to take a lot of snacks. In order to have a brachas. You have a magadim, you have to a couple times a day on Shabbos, you have to make sure you take a shakel, mezainas, adamo, eitz. You do it 3-4 times a day between the bracha rishayin and bracha achrayinu. With that, you'll be able to get the 100 brachas. But if you're not going to pay attention to it, you're not going to 100 brachas in Shabbos. Unless you consciously make an effort to make more brachas, to take a lot of snacks, and to keep a cheshmin, you're not going to make 100 brachas. There's a sheet that's around them which says that a person has to count his brachas, 100 brachas. There's a ma'aseh with the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav, he asked his son for an apple and a banana. So they brought an apple and banana, he put it down. He was in the middle of learning, and the mice, they came like an hour and a half later, and the apple banana was still there. So they asked the Brisker Rav, how come he's eating the apple banana? So he said that he was 2 brachas short of 100 brachas, but he went to Mincha and he got an aliyah, so he doesn't need apple and banana anymore. What is that? That's the Bekasha that puts the story. That's the Bekasha. The Bekasha is that what you have to have apple and banana. L'choira, if you just take an apple and you make a bracha choira, so you have 2 brachas. That's kashim. Maybe he'd be nervous when I have to take a share. Yeah, zechiv chayev adam levarach mei brachas. This is mechuyev 100 brachas every day. During the week you can get it, but on Shabbos you have to make sure to have a lot of snacks. You'll be in charge. You'll bring extra snacks to the dira. Make sure. Then everyone just have one guy in charge, bring extra snacks. You have to make sure you have that. You have to get popcorn, have adamo, you get some cake, you get some fruit, you get some drinks, some beer. You have to, you know, get a lot of different brachas. It has to be variation, otherwise you're not going to make an apple. Yeah. That's bidia. It's a much better eat to eat. Your kid is no eitza, but it's much better eat to eat. But what? Okay, we see it. See very well now. But saying in general, you have to make sure in all the years, make sure everyone has a lot of snacks on the Shabbos, so he's not coming. Now, if you're to make a cheshvan, how many brachas a person makes in his lifetime? It's a tremendous amount. In an average week, you make how many brachas? 700 in a month? 3,000 in a year? No. Wow. He has a lot of snacks and shops. What? What did he say?
36,000.
A year is at 36,000. 10 years is going to be 360,000. In the next 30 years, by the time most of you are going to be about 50, you're going to make 1,000,000 brachas in the next 30 years. So the difference between somebody who concentrates on his brachas, 1,000,000 Shem Hashems, 1,000,000 brachas, and somebody who goes, is it such a tremendous amount? When you get to Nachameva Essen, the difference between somebody who concentrated on his brachas and somebody who didn't concentrate on his brachas, millions and millions of Shem Hashem. Famous nice that the Chayadim brings down that there was a Tzadik Echad came to Nachameva Essen, they went through, called to Kula, was Mekayim Shabbos, yes, Mekayim Avish Shechon Erech, yes, he learned, he did everything. Then they asked him, Mekayim brachas, and he was quiet, and he describes it, all the black malachim started coming out, and they gave him a psak then, he has to go to Gehenna, and will come back as a Gilgal. You see how chomer it is, a person not to Mekayim Shas brachas. Okay, they say that as he's on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dons each person gives Madrega, and that person was on Madrega. But Zicha, concentrating on Brachas is a very, very important thing. And the difference between somebody who concentrates on Brachas and a person who doesn't concentrate on Brachas is, number one, the year of Shemayim, it changes a person's outlook on life, it changes a person's somebody told me that whenever he's nervous, he takes a Shahakal. Whenever he's nervous, worried about something, he says, Shakal Nebivar, you realize you're B'yad Hashem, and it calms him down. So a person who concentrates on the brachas and lives his brachas, number one, because of Yeshemayim, and also the difference between the millions of Shemesh Hashem, some is mechazik in brachas, it makes a tremendous difference. I'm sure trying to be mechazik in brachas.